Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme, Making Friends for God, the joy of sharing in His mission. Lesson 4. Prayer power. Interceding for others. Monday. Jesus, the mighty intercessor. Let's have a look at our map here. Not far from the Dead Sea, where the River Jordan goes down there, here in this area, Bethabara, here John the Baptist had all the crowds around him. And he baptized those who wanted to start a new life. It's in this area. And one day, there appears a special person among the multitude. Very, very special. It's Jesus. And John the Baptist, showing his fingers on him, says, "Look, behold, the Lamb of God who carries away the sins of the world." And when Jesus wanted to be baptized, John the Baptist said, "Oh no, we must turn it around. I should be baptized by you, not you by me." But Jesus said, "It's okay. We do it as I recommended it to you." Here in this painting, this piece of art painted by Maximilian Janscher, the Austrian Seventh-day Adventist artist, he made a painting showing this baptism of Jesus. When you have a look here at this painting, a detailed look, you see Jesus coming out of the water. It was a baptism into the water. That's the real baptism, not just a few drops on your skin. You must get under the water. It's like a grave. Now, when Jesus got out of the water, we read, he prayed. He prayed. And what happened then? The Holy Spirit came down from heaven like a bird, like a dove, landing on him. In technical terms, we could say a helicopter came down. Like a helicopter, it came down. Jesus prayed. The Spirit came, and then a voice from heaven, of the Heavenly Father, was heard. "This is my beloved Son. This is my beloved Son." What a message. So, the highest authority authorized Christ, said, he is my beloved Son. So, if you have any question about Jesus, the Father in heaven, he said, "This is my beloved Son." And because of this message, he's my beloved Son. In him I am well pleased. This message is for us, that we know he, Jesus, is authorized by his Father in heaven. When we go on reading in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, we find Jesus praying for other people. From time to time, he was in quiet areas, being in communion with his Father. And he prays for his disciples, for all those he had been talking to. And then, at the end of Jesus' ministry here on earth, we see him at the Last Supper, and he opens the future for his disciples. How it will be, the next days, the next hours. And then Peter protests, "Oh no, I will never leave you. If all the others leave you, I will never do so." And then, we hear these wise words. Luke 22, verse 31. "Simon, Simon," Jesus repeats the name, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you." This is an interesting aspect. And he has desired to have you as well. You, the one who is listened now, who listens now, who is listening now. Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith fall not. And when you are converted, strengthen your brethren." The devil is behind you. He has desired to have you, but I have prayed for you. Remember that. This is Jesus praying for you.